Planned Parenthood CEO at DNC, America not a free nation. Women not free because of laws protecting unborn babies. By Catherine Hamilton on August 21, 2024. The United States will only be a free nation when women are allowed to have their unborn babies killed in abortions. Planned Parenthood President and CEO Alexis McGill Johnson claimed during her speech at the Democratic National Convention, DNC, on Wednesday night. "We cannot call ourselves a free nation when women are not free," said McGill Johnson, who heads the largest abortion giant in the country. She also bemoaned state laws that have been passed since the Supreme Court overturned an invented federal right to abortion in 2022, protecting unborn babies from medication abortions and dismemberment abortions. She specifically talked about a Planned Parenthood patient who was pregnant and didn't want to be, and had to travel to California for an abortion because of various laws in the South restricting abortion. She said, "Last summer, a Planned Parenthood patient in Georgia realized that she was pregnant and didn't want to be, but Georgia bans abortion after 6 weeks. So she drove to South Carolina, but arrived the day that their 6-week ban went into effect. She went back home and then went to Florida, but she arrived just days when she was too late under their ban. She had to fly all the way to California to get an abortion. Now remember, each time she had to get the money up, she had to miss work. She had to find childcare. Now, imagine if this was an emergency situation. In Texas, doctors who had feared going to jail had sent patients to wait in hospital parking lots rather than provide the emergency care they need. And in Idaho, they have airlifted patients to other states." McGill ended by claiming that former President Donald Trump wants women to be less free and pregnancy to be more dangerous. The Republican presidential candidate has explicitly stated that he believes the issue of abortion should be left to individual states. He has also repeatedly expressed support for exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. "But I'm here to tell you, in no way are Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance more qualified than doctors and women to make these decisions. We decide. We trust women. We trust doctors. And we trust Kamala Harris. Our future is on the ballot. Our bodies are on the ballot. And come November 5, we will decide this election," she said. Democrats and Planned Parenthood have long been in partnership, with the abortion giant's political arm bankrolling preferred candidates, and Democrat lawmakers relentlessly working to pass laws allowing abortion throughout pregnancy across the country. And despite abortion restrictions passing around the nation, abortions have actually increased since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood affiliates around the United States are currently working to place abortion on the ballot in nearly a dozen states. The measures would enshrine the right to abortion throughout pregnancy into various state constitutions. Democrats are hoping these measures will boost election turnout and sway results in their favor. Planned Parenthood Great Rivers also estimated that it would perform 25 free abortions outside of the DNC this week through its mobile health clinic. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X at thecat_Hamilton.